Hi guys, welcome to part four of my video series, Procedures Under Local Anesthesia. Today we're gonna talk about one of my favorite procedures to do under local anesthesia, the upper eyelid lift or upper blepharoplasty. Why is it my favorite? Because I think it's an easy procedure to do for both me and the patient with the patient fully awake. So why do you need the surgery? Well, basically as we age, the eyelid skin stretches out because it's some of the thinnest skin we have in our body. So the eyelid skin can suddenly start touching the lashes, make the upper eyelid look droopy or heavy, and give, you know, even interfere with vision. So to address that, an upper blepharoplasty is the procedure for you. Can be easily done under local anesthesia. You come in, I usually start with by giving the patient some pills to relax them and let those pills kick in for half an hour to 45 minutes. The design, the suture line, the incision line, right in the patient's natural eyelid crease. This restores the natural contours of their eyelids, so it doesn't give them a bigger or smaller eyelid than they used to have. And then I excise the maximal amount of skin possible while still allowing them a natural look and ability to close your eyes fully. Patients are basically come back to the operating room, we lay them down. I administer local anesthesia, slight burning or stinging during that portion of the procedure. I excise the outlined skin, contour some of the fat. They may feel a little pressure during that portion, and I coach patients through that, and then close it with a bunch of fine sutures. Recovery is relatively quick. Usually most bruising and swelling is gone within 7 days. Sutures are removed anywhere from 3 to 5 days afterwards. Makeup usually 10 days to 2 weeks. So upper blepharoplasty, one of my favorite procedures under local.